After 83 long days of trekking through the harsh and rugged conditions of the Labrador and Quebec wilderness, Justin Barber and his dog Saku canceled their 1,700-kilometer crossing from Northwest River Labrador to Hudson's Bay, Quebec.
I was probably roughly 2.5 weeks behind schedule due to the wind. I lost about 28 days because of the wind. So I had planned to lose maybe 12 to 15, and I was more than double that, so I was behind schedule. And then, of course, that combined with the early onset of winter, my pilot told me it was the earliest it's got that cold.
Barber was derailed by an early Labrador winter. He faced minus 25-degree wind chills and roughly 40 centimeters of snow while traveling through the wilderness. Although he was prepared somewhat for the winter, Barber wasn't expecting it to be so extreme this early.
After 2 or 3 hours of paddling, basically after 2 hours of paddling, I was in the position where I needed to get out to start a fire to warm myself up.
Every time Barber got out of his canoe, he can barely make a fist. He needed that fire to keep going. It was then when Barber realized he needed to cancel his trip.
Even without the wind chill, there were some base temperatures of minus 11, minus 12, and I said, you know what? This is enough now. I can always come back to do this. It's starting to become a safety risk.
Heather Oakley, Barber's girlfriend, wasn't surprised when she first heard tell of the Labrador and Quebec crossing. She's one of Barber's biggest supporters.
I get nervous a little bit. Of course, everyone would, but I know Justin has so many courses behind him and so much experience behind him, and I see how hard he works on these trips. So honestly, it gives me such ease of mind that, you know, it makes it easier to be a good supporter.
Barber says he'll be back to try the Labrador and Quebec crossing again when the time is right. For Kicker News, I'm Tyler Mugford.